Hello, I'm pleased to be here again to introduce our first batch of news items. What have we got for you? Well, the annual Norfolk and Norwich Festival has got off to a good start, and we hear that the Castle Quarter Shopping Centre is doing well. Coupled with the reprieve of the NHS Walk-in Centre and a development in King Street which promises to look after some listed buildings, it seems that there are some good signs for the city. First, the festival. Crowds were treated to a dazzling display of gravity-defying stunts on the opening night of the Norfolk and Norwich Festival. Lofted high above the ground, performers from the Gorilla Circus impressed onlookers on the Saturday night with their aerial acrobatics in Chapperfield Gardens. Gasps could be heard as people watched the skilled artists complete tightrope walks and intricate group displays. A series of free performances took place throughout the city over the weekend, with something to discover on almost every street corner. It is part of a three-week-long celebration of arts and culture with live music, street performance and dance events happening at venues across Norwich. Chapperfield Gardens has been temporarily renamed Festival Gardens for 17 days and it boasts the huge Adnams, Spiegel tent bars and street food traders. The main performance in the Spiegel tent this year comes from the Australian circus troupe La Coupe, who will perform from May the 17th to the 28th at various times. Norfolk and Norwich Festival is the oldest single city arts festival in the UK, celebrating its 250th anniversary in 2022.
A troupe of performers referred to as Australia's finest have taken centre stage inside the Norfolk and Norwich Festival's famous Spiegel tent. La Coupe's vaudeville-style circus show opened at the Chapelfield Gardens venue with crowds to be wowed by astounding circus acts intertwined with storytelling. The story is inspired by Fred Brophy's boxing troupe, which tours rural Australia as people take part in boxing bouts, the last of its kind to survive in the country. And this style of performance is perfect for Norwich Spiegel Tent because it has a lot of audience participation and works best with people all around. With different characters, all with expert levels of skill in circus and performance, tickets for the show are selling fast. La Coupe will be performing in the Adnams Spiegel Tent until Sunday, May the 28th. See the festival's website for ticket details and the full lineup of shows on offer.
A city shopping centre will continue its evolution towards a leisure hub, according to centre boss Robert Bradley. Mr. Bradley has masterminded Castle Quarter's most recent facelift, and many high street experts believe the mix of retail and bars, arcades and restaurant has been a key. He said, "Football within Castle Quarter is comfortably outperforming the wider city centre, and we've seen customers taking advantage of everything on offer. We're in negotiations with new businesses looking for city centre space, but our priority is to bring in the right brands that will add to our vibrant mix."
NHS bosses in Norfolk are facing calls to open more walk-in centres in the county after opting against closing the service in Norwich. Following widespread public outcry over the future of the Rouen Road site, Norwich's walk-in centre is here to stay, with bosses at NHS Norfolk and Waveney set to rubber stamp its future later this month. Now, though, calls are being made for further walk-in centres to be opened in the county. The calls were made during the public survey linked to the centre's future, in which more than 3,000 people made their voices heard about it. And they have been backed by Health Watch Norfolk, an organisation which represents the views of patients in the region. And while bosses say there are no current plans for a new walk-in centre, they could be considered when GP contracts lapse elsewhere in the region.
Plans for new homes at a historic site in Norwich City Centre have been revealed. The proposals for a new development at 125 to 133 King Street next to Dragon Hall will be showcased. In a letter to people living in the area, developers Norwich River outlined a project that would see the refurbishment of the important and fragile listed buildings and their conversion to residential use to secure their future. The letter, penned by Norwich River Director Milton Nutt, said initial discussions with planning and conservation officers from Norwich City Council and Historic England had already been held. We are proposing to provide a mixture of new houses and apartments to make an efficient use of what is currently an underused car park and commercial buildings. Filled with a combination of medieval and Georgian architecture, King Street is one of the city's most famous and historic thoroughfares. The Music House, which dates back to the 12th century, is believed to be the oldest surviving house in Norwich, while Dragon Hall, which was once a former merchant's hall, dates back to the 14th century and has been restored to its medieval splendour as part of the National Centre for Writing.